Couple years down the road, you're standing over a kitchen sink, wrist deep into a pumpkin that you just bought this afternoon. You don't even bother with a scoop, you just use your fucking hands.
Really?
You scrape the guts and the seeds out, you throw it into the trash can. You grab like a little paring knife and you start to like cut the outer edges of this pumpkin. You carve a little face into it, a little jagged smile. Put a candle in its base and you put it out on the porch because guess what, motherfucker? It's Halloween.
And I'm really into Halloween this year. I've never done that. I've never made a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, you never were like into Halloween,
I never really was, to be honest with you. No.
and you didn't really get into Halloween until you had kids, and
What?
they're out trick or treating. Yeah, you have two kids, they're going out trick or treating with their mom, your wife, and they're gonna go out with she's meeting up with a couple of other moms, and a bunch of the kids are all gonna go out together, right?
I'm married
You are married
with
and
children.
loving it with
Okay.
children. You spend a lot of your days sitting on the couch with your hand in the front of your shorts.
Yeah, just total dad moves.
Yeah. So it's your job to like man the fort, man the house, and you're there to hand out candy. Because your neighborhood is very competitive for Halloween. At the end of Halloween on November 1st, an email goes out to all the residents and they all rank best house. There's several different categories for your like little subdivisions Halloween party, right? There's
How did it get so competitive? I've never heard of such a thing.
It's just been that way for a long time. It's a
Neighborhood tradition?
neighborhood tradition. Look, Terrywood Glen has been around long enough that like
But
generations of people have come and gone. Houses have been passed down. It's a community of people, right? And
oh, okay.
it's a big like subdivision that like kids who don't even live there will come around. And they want a trick or treat at Terrywood Glen. It's
Hold
so
on.
competitive.
So we're known for our, we're a neighborhood known for its trick.
Exceptional trick or treating.
Okay. I guess it's kind of cool.
USA Today did a study, and Terrywood Glen had the highest percentage of full-size candy bars of any subdivision in the entire United States last year. It was 82.5%.
Wow.
80 over 82% of the subdivision gave out full size candy bars at the
82?
82%. And you're one of the proud 82%. You have like a little flag made. I mean, you didn't have it made. One of your neighbors had a flag made. That's everybody who gave out full size candy bars last year got one, and they were allowed to like put it in their yard. And it
Allowed?
says, yeah, and it says, I'm a proud 82er. So you went to like a Costco, you loaded up on full size bars. You're gonna drop some serious cash on this Halloween.
Full
That's just
size
what
bars.
you guys yeah, that's just what you guys do. You don't fuck
Fuck yeah.
around,
Not at all. That does
You
sound
keep
really fun.
you get a couple of like king size packs
Fuck yeah.
for like the kids that you know are in the neighborhood. They like hang out with your kids. When your kids are coming by later in the night, you're gonna give out some full size, yours like king size bars, to those kids. Like you got your favorites, you call them
Okay. Yeah,
your
I'm
neighborhood
holding.
favorites.
Yeah, my neighborhood favorites.
So you're ready, right? The sun is setting. The flicker of that candle through the exposed flesh of that pumpkin. Just illuminates your front porch, right? You wait for the sun to fall just over the horizon, and then you plug in an extension cord, and your yard comes to life.
Wow.
You've got like a crawling half zombie thing that makes noises and crawls at its motion. Everything's motion activated, right?
Whoa. There's okay.
Like,
that's
there's
cool.
Like a, you build a trellis that goes over your walkway, and you've been growing vines on it for the last several years just for Halloween, right? Like, this is a years long project, right?
Wow.
You
okay.
go all out, and a smile comes across your face like you haven't smiled in a long time. You put on some spooky music. You got to play it on an outdoor speaker. You sit down in a rocking chair. You got a bowl of candy in your lap, and you're dressed up like a zombie lumberjack.
Oh, okay.
And you kind of like did yourself up to make you look fake. And the first group of kids come up and they grab from the bowl, and you just jump out and scare them. You know, they shriek.
Okay. I was going to say that's mean, but not really. If we're in a neighborhood that's, if we're Terrywood Glen, we're known for this. So like, yeah, you're kind of taking a risk walking up on it. Okay. Yeah. I don't feel bad about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple years ago, a guy a few doors down, his name was Glenn Termite. He pulled a Texas Chainsaw Massacre and had a chainsaw and like with no like blade on it, or, you know, no chain or anything. And he like was revving it, and he like came around the corner, and some kid, he was a local karate champion, just dropped down, did the splits, and punched an uppercut right to the fucking nutsack, right?
Wow.
Ruptured one of his testicles. He had to go to the hospital. Really put a damper on the evening. But Terrywood Glen rolls on. You know, people have rebounded. The last couple of years have been really strong.
Okay. That's cool.
And you're so excited, right? So you're sitting there on the porch. It's been a long night, right? You've seen a lot of kids come and go. Your wife and kids come home. You give them all the king size bars. They lose their shit. You know, all their friends that are with them lose their shit. You give them a little gift bag. It's got a soda in it. You know, it's just a sugar bomb, right? And the parents kind of look at you like, Patrick, you know, but you're like, well, what? I love Halloween, you know?
Yeah, come on. Are you kidding me?
Come on. Yeah. You're dragging an axe behind you. You actually do chop a little bit of wood that night. There's a little chill in the air. You got a fireplace. You got some dead logs out back. You're dressed like a zombie lumberjack. You're just hacking up some smaller stuff.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what you think to yourself. You think, why not? When your neighbors comes out and they're like, hey, Pat, and you look at them, they're like, holy fuck. You know, because you're like you're actually chopping wood, and you're like, hey.
Sorry.
Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
Point being, it's been a really good night. Your kids come home. Your wife comes home. She's like, I am going straight to bed. She's like, these kids fucking wore me out.
Yeah.
She's like, I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Thank you for holding down the fort. She was come up when you're out of candy. Kiss her on the forehead. You watch her, she walks up the stairs, and something inside of you ignites. You pull a little piece of paper out of a kitchen drawer, you write, take one, please. And then you stick it out into the bowl with all the candy bars outside, and you go up and you make love to your wife on Halloween.
Oh, wow. What was she dressed up or anything, or?
Oh, yeah. She was a nurse. She's also actually a nurse. So she just got off work.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. She was an ER nurse, just covered in blood.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Actually, yeah.
Covered in actual blood.
She's like, I'm not going to. I've got all this real blood. here. It's more authentic, you know.
That is okay. That is really so fucked
she goes
up.
Washes the blood off of herself for the day. And you guys just make sweet love right there in the middle of your bed.
Okay. A
few minutes later, you come downstairs. You go to turn the porch lights off, you know. You step out, look into the bowl. Most of the candy bars are gone. There's maybe like four or five of them left.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, and whenever I'd come to anything that had just the bowl, like, oh, please just take one or whatever. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. We would just take a lot of it. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you just kind of like take, like, do I have anything to set up to is how
no,
honest
you
are
guys,
these kids?
They're very honest. It's like a thing. It's been like passed down throughout the years. Like, look, this only works because of the harmony between the trick-or-treater and the trick-or-treatee. Like, if you're going to go grab handfuls of full-size bars, guess what? We're going back to Tootsie Rolls. You know? There's a school assembly the night of Halloween every single year. If it's on a weekend, guess what? You're showing up at 2:30 and you're staying till 3, and the buses will drive you home. That's how serious Terry Wood Glenn takes Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of thought like maybe the kids wouldn't, they would respect it. Okay. No. That's cool.
So you turn the lights off, you grab the bowl, you go inside, you put the bowl down, you look in there and see what's left. There's again, full size. There's the Snickers. There's two, three Musketeers, so six Musketeers in total. There's a Milky Way Midnight. And there's a Kit Kat that has been like crushed, you know, just kind of broken up. And then next to all of that, there's a watch, like a wristwatch.
Oh,
you know,
like
someone, somebody
it, like
reached
it slipped
into the
off.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it came off. It's like a, I'm not a big watch guy, but it looks like a smart watch. It has a, you know, like a silicone band. You kind of tap on the screen. It, kind of like illuminates, you know, just tells you the time. There's some icons on it, you know. It looks like a nice watch.
Okay, I bet somebody can like track it or whatever. It wouldn't surprise me. So I would just leave it on. I'd bring it inside and just put it down and just wait for its owner to come back.
You put it on? You try it on?
No. Why would I try it on?
I don't know. You just found a loose watch. You wouldn't go, hey, look at this. You know, you wouldn't put it on.
Absolutely not.
Well, I think a lot of people probably would, you know.
That's fine. I wouldn't. I don't know.
So you put the bowl inside, right? You set the bowl down, watch in there. You leave it on your counter. You go to the kitchen, parched from your intense lovemaking.
I'd probably grab one of those candy bars, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're looking at it. You're thinking, what do you want? You walk over to the fridge. You get a drink of water because you are very dehydrated, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
You think, I don't want to make this decision in that state. So you rehydrate a little bit, right? You look over the bowl.
Yeah.
You're investigating. You're like, well, there's two, three Musketeers. So maybe I eat one of those and level the playing field a little bit.
No, you know? I'm not. I do not like six Musketeers. Well, it's not that I don't like six Musketeers. It's just that if there's literally anything else, I'm going to go with anything else. It's the absolute bottom of the candy bar hierarchy to me.
That's also
least.
Kind of why you want to start there. You want to build to a crescendo. You want to eat things from your least favorite to your most favorite. But then you look at the Snickers and you're like, man, you can never go wrong.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with the Snickers, you know?
A classic treat.
Yeah. Milky Way Midnight, your personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then a crushed up Kit Kat. You feel bad for it. Like seeing a dog on the side of the road. You just kind of want to put it out of its misery.
I eat the candy out of sympathy.
Well, you pick it up and you hold it in your hand and you feel the loose wafers inside the package as they crunch and crumble and you know, become more piecemeal.
Oh, right? Man.
And it becomes like almost like a sandy like consistency inside of that wrapper. And you think, I almost have to. You know, you think like, I think I'm obligated as a human being to eat this one first because it's in such poor condition.
That you're is saying this so
out,
weird.
You're saying this out loud.
Why? Like just to myself?
Yeah, yeah. You're just really putting the brain on it, you know.
As I cradle this thing, like it's like it's a dying bird or something.
Yeah, you're like moving it around in your hand, like it's a bag of sand, you know. Like it's just you can feel it breaking up in real time.
Okay, fuck it. Then I'll eat the Kit Kat.
So you think I'm gonna eat the
weird.
Kit Kat? You pinch
so
the
weird.
You pinch the package at the seam and you pull it apart and it separates. And when it separates, you kind of go, "Fuck yeah!" You know, like you're like,
"Oh god!"
Right?
I'm still turned on from,
yeah,
you know,
from the lovemaking.
Yeah, with my wife.
You separate the plastic. You look inside, you kind of shake it around, and it's, you know, again, very fine consistency at this point. You say, well, down the hatch, and you like tilt your head back and you throw it back into your mouth.
Yeah.
You let it fall into your that tight little throat.
Oh man.
Filling up that stomach.
Yeah.
But it's a lot, you know, you kind of like wipe your mouth and you hear a knock at the door. What do you do?
I open it, and I have my I have the all of the candy bars ready, like the bowl ready, I guess.
So you have the bowl ready, right? When you open the door, standing in front of you is a man. He looks to be in his, like, you feel like this guy is in his early 60s.
Okay,
but he's like very well dressed. He's very like hip dressed. He's got a great tan. He's got like a silver gray hair kind of slicked back, and he has a bodacious, busty blonde on each one of his fucking arms. They're dressed like Thing One and Thing Two. He's dressed like the Grinch.
Oh, but they're like sexy Thing One and Thing Two.
Oh, dude, you've never seen a sexier Dr. Seuss costume in your entire life. And you never will again.
I don't doubt that.
So you're standing there, and this guy, he's got this green paint all over his face, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, partner, sorry to bother you." He goes, "My two friends and I," and he kind of like looks, and they both look at him, and then they look across him at each other, and they just giggle.
Oh my god.
He says, "My two friends and I were doing a little trick-or-treating earlier, and I seem to have dropped my watch."
Oh yeah, yeah.
"Somewhere on your porch." He goes, "Yeah, we pinged it on the phone."
Yeah, one sec, I got it. Yeah, I got it inside. One sec. I go grab it and I bring it out.
He goes, "Oh man," he goes, "you're a real lifesaver." He goes to put it on. He goes, "You didn't put it on, did you?"
No. And then I offer them the bowl of candy.
So the girls, one of the girls takes the Snickers. One of them takes the Milky Way Midnight.
Ooh.
So all that's left in there are the Six Musketeers.
All right, that's fine.
So this man, he puts the watch on his wrist, and he goes, "Again, thank you for being a good caretaker, and thank you for being such a good caretaker of Halloween." He goes, early returns are that we might push 85% this year.
Oh, you live in Terrywood Glen.
He goes, I own a house here, but I don't live here. And the two girls look at each other and just laugh again.
Holy shit, this guy. Okay, dude. That's cool.
You walk away. He's got his arm around each leg. He goes, see you later, bud. And he throws a hand up in the air and he's just signaling three fingers on it, like the okay sign.
Okay.
You see him get into a long black limousine. License plate just says 3J on it. It pulls away.
Jeez.
So you, the beginning of November is the hardest time of year for you. Because now you're a whole year away, right? You're a whole year, you know? You got to wait 365 days until it's Halloween again.
Okay.
So that next day, you start, like, packing up the stuff on the lawn, putting it back in its boxes, putting it up in the attic in the garage, restore all that shit. Kind of tear down the decorating that took you so long to put up. Take the pumpkins off the front porch, throw them in a compost bin out back. Kind of stand there in the cool morning, drinking a cup of coffee on your back porch.
Hell yeah. Hey, adjust your mic, I think. You sound different.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
You're looking at the pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like been mixed in with the browns and the greens and then like in your compost. A tear runs down your cheek, falls
Wait,
into your coffee.
I've gotten rid of the jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, yeah. It's the next day. You're throwing it into your compost. Yeah, you have to have like a clean break. You just have to get rid of it. You don't want to keep it up any longer because it's not Halloween. Your wife has been like,
oh,
why don't you
wow.
just give it one more day? And you like snap and you go, because it's not fucking Halloween.
Oh, come on.
It's been one of the only times in your marriage where you've like elevated your tone at all. So she doesn't ask you about it anymore.
I would go, hey, I don't know what that was about. I'm sorry. I guess that was, sorry. That was, I guess it's a stressful time.
You apologize, you know?
Yeah, but yeah.
You're working into the evening, right? So you finish up like your stuff for the day, and then you're gonna.
What am I doing?
Gonna,
like, what am I doing? What's my job?
You run a shoe salesman store in the mall. You sell shoes.
Okay.
In the mall. You like it? It's fine. You know. Puts the money on the old bank account. Everybody's happy. You're able to stay home and help with the kids a lot. It's great. So you're like in the evening, right? You get off of work, you come home. In the evening, after dinner, you're like, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna clean up, you know, all the stuff. So you're out there again. You're like you're putting.
So I'm making enough money as a shoe salesman. Like, I feel like that's not the, how much money am I pulling down?
You're running like a shoe store. Like you're like a,
oh,
manager.
I'm running. It's my, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I see.
It's called, Pat's Shoes. And it's a store that you have in the mall called Pat's Shoes.
Okay, cool.
You sell shoes there. You sell shoes. You sell socks. You sell like shoe clean kits. You sell a lot of brushes. You sell a lot of brushes.
Okay.
So you're there, right? You get off work from Pat's Shoes. You come home. You have dinner. You're gonna go outside. I'm gonna put the decorations away. You flip the lights on. you start putting away the crawling zombie, you know, you start putting away the toxic waste bins, you know, you start putting away the fucking, the bloody butcher block with guts spilling out over the side that you made out of stuff and pantyhose, right?
Oh, wow.
You go all out. So you're like packing everything up, right? Packing up. And this, you're getting ready to walk inside, and this kid comes like bounding up your like walkway, and he's dressed like the Incredible Hulk, and he's got a little bucket in his hand. He goes, Mr. Twick-a-Tweet.
Do I have any more candy bars left? Oh, I have the Musketeers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's touched them. They're still there.
Oh, I didn't end up eating one?
No.
I mean, I would have. I mean, I don't hate them. They're just not. They might be my least favorite, but I'll still eat it. It's still a candy bar.
Yeah, you just didn't. You weren't in the mood for a Three Musketeer when you went inside last night. So you walk in, there's two, three
I wish I had that Milky Way Midnight. I really wish I got that.
Yeah, the girl who took it actually was like, this is fucking gross. She goes, I hate dark chocolate. And then she threw it out the window.
Oh.
Yeah, threw it out the window. Yeah. They got trampled over by like some kids running around. Like, yeah, just a total waste.
Yeah.
So this kid's like, Mr. is a Twick-a-Tweet.
All right. Here you go. I give him one of the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid says, thank you, mister. You're the only house open.
And six and become three.
So you, you give the kid, a Three Musketeers bar, right? You kind of like see the other one sitting in the bowl. Do you take it out?
Yeah, you know what? I take it out because it's the day after Halloween, so I'm not really expecting to have any more candy, you know. So I'll give the last one to him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I give him one. I take that the last one, and I kind of like cheers him with it, and we both eat our Musketeers together, I guess.
So you guys kind of stand there. The kid receives the Three Musketeers and kind of looks at you and just slowly starts to unwrap it. He's probably like 10 years old, something like that, you know, dressed like the Incredible Hulk. Lifts his mask over his face. He's eating the Three Musketeers. You unwrap yours. You cheers with him.
Yeah.
You guys share a Three Musketeers right there in the front yard, you know. In total silence, you guys eat your candy bars. You take his wrapper from him and you go inside. You throw them both away. You go up, you go to bed, right? You kiss your wife goodnight. You guys go to sleep. You wake up the next morning. You come downstairs. She's making breakfast. She goes, did you eat both of those candy bars last night?
No, I ate one of them. I gave the other one away. The kid came by dressed up.
She's like, Pat, there's two wrappers in the trash. She goes, just tell me you ate them both.
No, I promise that this kid came by. He was wearing a Hulk costume.
When she says, when you say that, she drops her spatula. She goes, what kind of costume?
The Incredible Hulk.
You see her bottom lip start to quiver.
What?
And she goes, and you offered him candy and he took it?
Yeah. Are you okay? You seem really upset.
She turns to you, tears in her eyes.
Oh, no.
And she says, Pat, do you know what you just did? She said, that's the stalker of Terry Wood Glenn.
Oh my, what? Hold on.
She goes, So on, the stalker of Terrywood Glen is a myth. It's a small boy disappeared while trick or treating years ago, and like that's part of how like everything started. Was that like the stalker of Terrywood Glen is the spirit of this small child who disappeared during Halloween, and they just covered it up by like using full size bars and being like, this is the best place to trick or treat, right? And rumor has it that the stalker of Terrywood Glen never shows up on the same day. He's just like a little kid, but he shows up around Halloween. And if you give candy to the stalker of Terrywood Glen, he will haunt your home until he consumes your soul.
Oh my God.
So you're like, what the hell is the stalker of Terrywood Glen? Your wife pulls a pistol from her purse and she shoots you in the head.
What?
She gathers the kids and she leaves fucking town, man. She gets out of town. Your body is just left there for days. Like, she tells the cops you guys had an argument, you know, and that you had to get out of there. And eventually
no,
the house,
come on.
Eventually your body just decomposes, right? Your body decomposes. Your body decomposes right there in the middle of like the kitchen floor. And slowly over the next like week, the stalker of Terrywood Glen gets a little bit closer every day and eventually comes in and just eats what remains left of your body. And fuels him for the next 100 years of haunting your subdivision on Halloween.
What
your
the
wife,
fuck?
Your wife had to get rid of you because otherwise it would have stalked her and the kids.
Oh my God. How
you know what you had to do, man.
I didn't know. How did I not know? I lived there. Think somebody would have told me this?
I don't know. You weren't a big Halloween guy.
Fuck.
I see your wife shot you right in the center of the forehead.
I didn't even know she had a gun.
Oh yeah, she had a gun. She had a little snub-nosed .22.
This whole time,
and she kept it in her purse, and she pulled. It was a pearl-handled one, and she had the words "Mama's Child" written on the barrel.
What was her
name?
The last
thing you actually say before you die, you go "Mama's Child," and she just pulls a trigger. Right.
I don't even know what is her.
Her name was Ramona Fink.
Unreal.
Yeah, Ramona. The kids grow up fatherless. You know, at least for a little while until Ramona gets over it and decides to sow some oats.
Okay. Wow. All right. God damn it.
The stalker of Terrywood Glen.
Ah, man.